Today, we continue with lesson number 30 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. We are in the last perek, the eighth perek. Today, we will study the second and third Mishnayos, Perek Ches, Mishneh Beis, and Mishneh Gimel. From this point on, having defined in the first Mishnah the basic framework of the four Shomrim and their respective levels of responsibility, the Mishnah now continues further details about the Shvuas HaShomrim, mainly being concerned with the obligation, which we studied again back in the fifth perek about, which was the obligations of a false Shvuas HaPikodom, namely the obligation in a Korban Osham, returning the object, plus the Chomesh Milabar. This Mishnah Beis focuses on the Shomer Chinam, the fellow who I lent the lawnmower, and I'm sorry, the fellow who I left the lawnmower as a favor. I'm going to Israel, here's my lawnmower, thanks for the favor, I'll be back in a month. If a Shomer Chinam has not been a posheya, has not done something truly careless, is not at fault for what happened to the pikadon, to the lawnmower, but he swears falsely about something which happened to the pikadon. He swears that it was stolen, and it wasn't stolen, it was lost. He swears that it was lost, and it wasn't lost, it was stolen. In these examples, even had he sworn the truth, it was really lost, and he swears it was stolen. But if it was lost, it was lost. If he would swear it was lost, and swear the truth, he would still be exempt from payment. Because it's lost, he's exempt from payment. So in such a case, since the Shomer Chinam is Nishpal HaKol, whatever he swears about is, except for Peshia, except for being at fault, anything else he swears that happened to it, well, does not save him in any way from having to pay. Because even if he had sworn truly, even if he hadn't sworn at all, and witnesses would come and say it was lost or stolen, he would still be exempt. So in that case, there is no kefiras mamon in his shvuah. His oath did not deprive the toveya of any money for the lawnmower. In such cases, he is exempt from the korban of a shvuas hapikodon. Shvuas hapikodon is only if the false oath somehow denied the toveya mamon. But if the false oath in this case had nothing to do with denying the toveya b'mamon, he swore it was stolen, it was really lost. No, if it was lost, still the Shomer Chinam is potter. So the false oath did not deprive the Toveya of any money. That is the scenario in this Mishnah. Omar, the person who owns the lawnmower and entrusted it to his friend as a favor, says to the Shomer Chinam, Heichon Shori, where is my ox? Where is my lawnmower? Or my low, case of an ox, mace. He says to him, the ox died. The lawnmower broke into smithereens. It's now junk. That's what he says, the Shomer Chinam. And the truth is, v'hu shenishbar. The truth is, the ox didn't die. The ox only broke a leg. Onishbo, it was captured by highwaymen. O Nignav, it was stolen by a guy who broke into the barn. O Ovad, it went astray, it's lost. So these are situations where the Shomer Chinam cannot, as we will see, is not swearing anything which would have exempted him from having to pay. Or another scenario. The Shomer says, Nishbar, the Shor broke a leg. And the truth is, v'hu, shemeis, it died, on nishbo, it was captured by highwaymen, nugnav, it was someone broke into the barn and stole it, o avad, it went for a long walk. Or he says, Nishbo, bandits came, armed bandits came and took away the animal. For who, or the lawnmower. For who, and the truth is, Shemeis, or Nishbar, or Nignav, or Aval. Or he said, Nignav. For who, and the truth is, Shemeis, or Nishbar, or Nishbo, or Aval. Or he says, Avad, v'hu, and the truth is, Shemeis, on Nishbar, on Nishbo, O Nignav. Basically, of all this range of possibilities, it died, it was broken, it was lost, it was captured, it was stolen, whatever. In all these cases, the Shomer Chinom is potur. So by having sworn falsely, he didn't deprive the Toveya, the owner of the lawnmower or the ox, of anything. Because even if he had sworn in truth, he would be potter. So now, to continue this scenario, the mafkid, the person owning the lawnmower, owning the shor, says, Mashbiach ani, I want you to swear. I'm extracting an oath from you. And the shomer says, V'yomar amen. So he swears. And he's swearing falsely. It was really stolen by bandits. And he says it got lost. It went into the woods. All right. And now he says, oh, I swore falsely. It really didn't go into the woods. Bandits came. Potter, he's exempt from the korban for Shavuos HaPikudon. Because again and again, the Torah only obligates the consequences of a Shavuos HaPikudon, namely the korban and the chomesh, if there is kfiras momon. If the false oath somehow deprived the Toveya of Mammon. Here there is no Kfiras Mammon. Because even if he would confess to the truth, and it was stolen by bandits, and he says it was stolen by bandits, he would be exempt. So his Shvuah really didn't do anything in a way of depriving the Toveya from Mammon. So even though he swore falsely, he's potter from a korban Shvuah Sapikodo. He's in trouble because he swore falsely, but that has nothing to do with Shavuos HaPikudon. That has to do with the Shavuos Sheker. That's the second Mishnah. In the third Mishnah, continuing for a Shomer Chinom, we will now see that there are situations in which a Shomer Chinom can be chayev for the consequences of a Shavuos HaPikudon, namely the Korban and the Chomesh. And that is, if the Mafkid, the owner of the shore or the owner of the lawnmower says to him, Hechon Shori, where is the ox that I lent you? Not lent you. Where is the ox that I asked you to do me a favor and watch for me? Oh, my lo. So the shomer responds to the mafkid, Eina yodea ma'atosoch. In simple English, I don't know what you're talking about. You never gave me an ox. You never gave me a lawnmower. I don't know what you're talking about. That's what he says. But the truth is, v'hu shemeis. The truth is, he gave him an ox and it died. He gave him a lawnmower and it exploded. O nishbar, o nishbo, nignavo, o avado, was lost or was stolen and captured, etc. So, the mafkid says to the shomer, mashbiach ani, I want you to swear that you don't know what I'm talking about, I never gave you anything. And the omar, the shomer says, amen, so he is swearing. And then, Erev Yom Kippur, so he comes along and confesses, oi, oi, I swore falsely when I said, Eini yodea mo'atosoch, I don't know what you're talking about. Still, potter, in this case, the shomer is still exempt from a korban for shvuah so'edus. Because his shvuah did not exempt him from paying. Because even if he would have said the truth is, the ox died. The truth is, bandits came and took away the lawnmower. The truth is, the ox got lost in the woods. So, if he would say that truth, he would still not have to pay. A shomer chinam is potter on all the above. So there is no kfiras mamon in his false shvuah. And that's the case, there is no korban shvuah. But suppose the mafkid says to the shomer chinom, Heichon shori, where's the ox that I gave you to watch for me? For nothing, for a favor, do me a favor. Or malo, and the shomer says, Ovad, it got lost. And the mafkid says, Mashbiach ani, I want you to swear that it got lost. And the shomer says, Amen, I swear. And it's not true, it's not lost. What happened to the ox? V'hoedim idim oso shacholo. Witnesses come along and say, that ox, 3 weeks ago we were invited to this guy's house for a barbecue. He took the ox, slaughtered it, and ate it. Oh, that the Shomer Chinuv not allowed to do. That is already a kfiras momo. When he says the ox is lost, he's saying, so I'm exempt from paying you for the ox. But the truth is that he's at fault. In this case, blatantly at fault. He ate the ox. In such a case, mishalem es hakeren. The shomer has to pay the value of the ox. However, notice, in this case, he never confessed that he swore falsely. How do we know he swore falsely? Because of witnesses. Remember, you're only chayav a korban shvua, a korban for shvuas hapikodon, if you confess to your false oath. But in this case, he didn't confess that he had a barbecue with the ox. The edim came and said that. So of course he has to pay. He's a thief. But he's exempt from the korban of shvuas hapikodon. However, suppose before the witnesses come and testify about the great barbecue they had, Hoda Mayatzmo, he himself comes along Erev Yom Kippur and says, you know, when I said to you that the ox got lost and went into the woods, I wasn't telling the truth. So then he confesses that he swore falsely. In such a case, Mishalem Keren V'chomesh, he has to pay not only the value of the ox, but if the ox was worth $100, he has to pay $125. He has to pay the chomesh milabar. Remember, the chomesh, the fifth, is a fifth of the final payment, not a fifth of the value of the shor. The shor is worth $100. A fifth of $100 would be $20. Then he would have to pay $120. That's what's called a chomesh mibifnim, from the inside. However, he has to pay a chomesh from the outside, meaning $125, so that $25 extra is now one-fifth of the total. Basically, the way I understand that is, the chomesh milabar is really the same thing as a reva, as a quarter of the total. So he has to pay a quarter of the $100 worth of the ox, namely $25. And, tu derzu, he has to give something else in addition, and that is the korban, v'osham. He has to bring the korban osham, as we learned in our famous parsha. Remember back in Vayikra, Kapitel Hey, the fifth chapter of Vayikra. In this case, the psukim, Ashuas Hapikodon, psukim Chof Aleph to Chof Hey. Suppose, new scenario. The mafkid, the owner of the ox of the lawnmower, says to the shomer chinom, Hey, Chon Shori, I left you my ox when I went for a trip to Israel to do me a favor and watch the ox or the lawnmower. Oh, my lo, the shomer says, Nignav, it was stolen. Remember, shomer chinom is potter on Geneva. So if it's true that it was stolen, fine, stolen, too bad. He doesn't have to pay. And the mafkid says to him, Mashpiach, Ani, I want you to swear, V'yomar, Omein, the shomer says, Omein. V'ho edim, edim oso sheganovo. And edim come and say, not that we came to his house and we had a barbecue, we saw him shecht, eat the shor, but rather he stole it. He stole it and he shipped it to Kansas where he has a farm. Then, Mishalem tashlume kefel. He has to pay double. If the ox is worth $100, he has to pay $200, because a shomer chinom who exempts himself from the truth is he stole it himself, and he swears that it was stolen by somebody else, so he's poter himself with a tainas ganov, and then the edim come and say that indeed it was stolen, but it was stolen by the shomer chinom himself. Then he's chayev like a regular thief, and the regular thief has to pay shnayim, has to pay kefil. Suppose, however, witnesses don't come and say that he stole it himself and shipped it to his farm in Kansas, but rather hodeh meyatzmo. It comes there of Yom Kippur, and he swears, when I say that it was stolen by others, and that therefore I'm potter, I was lying, the truth is I myself stole it. So he's confessing. That's Shruas HaPikodon. He's confessing to having made a shvuah of kfiras mamon. His shvuah was designed to exempt him from the payment he really had to make from the victim, namely the guy who owns the shor. Mishalem keren v'chomesh v'oshem. So he has to pay the keren, he has to pay the ox, plus the chomesh, $125, not just $100, in our example, and indeed, he also has to bring a korban oshem. By the way, he does not have to pay tashlume kefil, because in this case, he was mode himself. And mode b'knas is potur. If you agree, if you confess to being guilty of owing a knas, in this case, the double, the kefil, so he doesn't have to pay $200 for the ox. He doesn't have to pay that extra $100 kefil, because mode b'knas is potur. He does have to pay the extra 25 for keren v'chomesh, because for that, that's a consequence of his hodor. His hodor can't exempt him from the chomesh. So he pays the keren v'chomesh, total 125 rather than 200. Plus, he also has to bring the korban osham because he's guilty of having sworn a shvuas hapikodon falsely. And so we have finished Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Gimel. And in the process, have completed lesson number 30.